more Music City Magazine.
Welcome back. I'm Dan Item. Well, some Williamson County high schoolers are helping out the Nashville Zoo. We're going to talk all about it today with Ben Lawrence. Ben is a mentor with the ACE program out of Williamson County. Ben, best place to start with this. Talk about the ACE program and kind of what that's all about for these high schoolers.
Yeah, so the ACE mentorship program was started back in 2004, I believe. ACE stands for Architecture, Construction, Engineering. It's actually the industry's fastest growing high school mentorship program. We are reaching out to over 8,000 students annually now, which is exciting. The main mission really started to engage high school students, excite and enlighten them about what the ACE industry is all about. And we do that primarily through mentors working with teams in local areas, usually divided by high schools. Educating them about what we do through office visits, presentations, and then also towards the second half of the school year, we'll actually kind of work through a project with them to show them, you know, the process that we all go through as we do our jobs daily.
Ben, I think you mentioned 8,000 students. I'd imagine this program just keeps getting bigger and better.
Yeah, it certainly does. I think to date, ACE has awarded over $14 million in scholarships, which is another great benefit to having this program.
And as mentioned, you're a mentor to the ACE program. Just curious how you got involved.
I got involved actually after I graduated architecture school. Came back to work in Nashville where I was fortunate to be born and raised. Wanted to start giving back to the community. I know when I went to architecture school, I had no idea what I was getting into. So in addition to wanting to help educate kids that thought they were interested, really just saw benefit in being able to reach back out and help others.
And as mentioned recently, about 10 high school seniors from this ACE program out of Williamson County headed over to the Nashville Zoo, but they weren't there to particularly see birds and alligators, were they?
They weren't. It's always nice to see birds and alligators. our mission was a little bit more defined this time. Okay. Like I mentioned a minute ago, we'll typically do a project with the students every year. The office I work for is fortunate enough to be doing some business with the zoo. They're currently reevaluating their master plan, so we saw a nice opportunity to be able to team the students up with the zoo to work through what started out as a conceptual project, and as things progressed, became something that started to feel more and more real as excitement developed with the zoo and also with the kids, and actually wound up with the final product that the zoo decided to incorporate into their master plan and hopefully will be realized sometime in the future.
Now, they presented an exhibit. Apparently, talk about this exhibit, Ben. And apparently, it's been in discussion for expansion for some time now.
Yeah, absolutely. The exhibit is for a Tennessee native aquatic species. And the idea behind the exhibit is it's almost like a work on display type of exhibit. So the students helped design a small, roughly 1,000 square foot structure where they can do breeding for all types of native Tennessee aquatic species, everything from alligator turtles down to fish and crawfish. So the idea is there's a large breeding tank area that is on display for the public to walk by and see, as well as a lab area where you can actually see scientists, you know, examining the species, working on experiments, reports, and things like that. In addition, next to the structure, there's actually an outdoor pond with live native species, including the turtles in there as well, that the public can see, and also a lot of native landscaping all along the site just to help promote native Tennessee species and keeping that regional idea.
Mm-hmm. Ben Lawrence is a mentor with the ACE program out of Williamson County High Schools, talking about how that ACE team is helping out the Nashville Zoo. Ben, apparently the students met up with the curator of, I hope I say this right, ectotherms for the Nashville Zoo, Mr. Dale McGinnity. What was his reaction?
We did. We met up with Dale. Dale was a critical part of this process. He would be running that exhibit and the research and breeding that goes on there. Dale was ecstatic to be teaming him up with ACE. I think the students probably even exceeded his level of excitement, which was great. Dale provided feedback throughout the project. It's really great for the students to be able to interact with, you know, an owner to a certain degree, have some responsibility and realize that they've got real skin in the game here. So the students would design, would meet with Dale. Dale would provide feedback. The students would refine the design. We'd meet with Dale again and then ended up with a nice polished product that we actually handed over to the zoo 2 days ago.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, but kind of what is next for this exhibit, the presentation, and then remind me again what comes after that?
Right. So we had a formal handover to the zoo a few days ago. We gave them deliverables, including narratives on the type of systems being in the building, materials to be used, methods of construction. In addition to that, the students worked hard this year on some actual construction drawings that we handed over to the zoo. So it'll help them get the ball rolling when they do decide to move forward with actually funding and building the project. In addition to that, they presented their project at the annual ACE banquet, which was last night. So all the other local ACE teams got to see what we've been working so hard on this year, as well as giving out the scholarships, like I mentioned earlier. So we were fortunate enough to have a couple kids on our team pick up some scholarships for college as well. Beyond that, as far as what's on the horizon, we'll continue to monitor what's going on at the zoo. We always love to have the ACE kids come back year to year. ACE kids go on to college, and then after they graduate, ideally they come back and they become mentors as well.
So obviously the school year, the end of the school year, that is kind of right around the corner. This sort of wraps up the program for this year's ACE program. When do you kind of decide what the next big program or exhibit or project, I should say, will be?
Right. So after the banquet, we always like to take a little time to celebrate, and then we'll rest for a few months during the summer, let the students rejuvenate. We come back next year and hit it hard. ACE sets a new theme every year. Last year's theme was community. We actually teamed up with the Williamson County Animal Shelter for that one. This year's was shelter, which is why the zoo was a great fit to build the shelter to breed aquatic species. Next year's theme is to be determined at this point. We always like to push the students to weigh in and actually have them reach out to the community once we find out what the theme is. So we really don't like to determine it until we start having meetings for the next year.
Ben, I don't know if you want to do this or not, but any outgoing seniors that you'd like to highlight, like to pat on the back and say a good job done this year?
Well, absolutely. We had a really, really strong group of seniors this year. The two that were fortunate to win scholarships were Jacob Hunter, who is actually really responsible for reaching out to the Williamson County Animal Shelter last year, and then Lillian Powell as well, who's a repeat ACE participant. Both of them worked hard all year, presented at the ACE banquet, and we're very proud of them. In addition to them, there was, I think, 12 other students that all really were just as deserving of scholarships. It's really hard to narrow it down to two, to be honest. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure a great group of high schoolers involved in the ACE program. You mentioned earlier, Ben, ACE stands for Architecture, Construction, and Engineering. For maybe students, younger students, or parents listening to this program and thinking, boy, I'd like to get my high schooler involved. I know it's out of Williamson County, but how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely, and our team is based out of Williamson County. I would say there are teams all over Middle Tennessee, everywhere from Murfreesboro to Cane Ridge, North Nashville. There's private schools, public schools participating. Any school that wants to be active in this, I would tell them to go to acementor.org. They can look for local affiliates. If not, they're welcome to get in touch with someone like myself. Talk to someone at their high school. We're always looking to pick up new students, new schools, and start new teams.
Ben, I'm sure that you're proud of these students and a job well done. Looking forward to a little bit of time off during the summer, but man, I bet you can't wait to get back into this come fall.
Absolutely. It's always fun. Every year's a new adventure. You never know what you're getting into until you really get in there, get to know the students, and just see how it develops on its own.
Finally, Ben, you mentioned that website. If you'll give us that address again and tell us what we'll find on that site.
Absolutely. The website's www.acementor.org. On that site, you can find all kinds of great things about ACE program in general, students, what the mentors are up to, businesses that like to sponsor it. You can see region by region where ACE affiliates like ourselves here in Nashville have already been set up. There's all kinds of great literature on there, testimonials. ACE does a good job of updating news as well.
Sounds great. Again, recently 10 high school seniors from Williamson County High Schools who are considering careers in the fields of architecture, construction, and engineering, of course that's ACE, presented their concept to the Nashville Zoo for a new exhibit called the Native Wildlife Exhibit. Sounds just outstanding. Ben Lawrence is the mentor for the ACE program in Williamson County. And Ben, I appreciate your time very much. Outstanding work by these high school seniors, and I appreciate you filling us in and telling us all about it.
Absolutely. Very much appreciate it, Dan.